Good morning. Glad to be able to join in hearing God's word today. Before we continue, though, let me open us in prayer. Father, I pray, Lord, that as we look into your word, as we not only hear your word, but, Lord, that as we allow you to speak to us so that we hear from you, Lord, I pray that our response is not only just out of duty, but out of desire, not just out of obligation, but out of a realization that you have sent your son to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, that we could never do that. We could never earn that, but simply out of a recognition of your love for us. Lord, that our response would be to desire to see your name lifted up. Father, again, we ask that you speak to us now. Lord, we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever had to let something go, or perhaps leave something behind in order to move ahead? In order to go forward, you had to let go of something or someone. This morning we're going to look at a passage of scripture that talks about individuals leaving something behind in order to move forward. And what exactly are they leaving behind? Why are they leaving it behind? And how might their circumstance and situation perhaps relate to circumstances and situations in which we find ourselves this morning? We're going to continue in our new message series focusing on Jesus' call to different people. People that are in circumstances that are perhaps unrelated to each other. Sometimes they are related. Sometimes they're very different. The people are different. The circumstances are different. And yet, the commonality is that Jesus is calling each and every one of them in the midst of their unique circumstances and situations. And we're looking at how they respond to Jesus' call to them in the midst of their own unique and different circumstances. This morning we're going to be looking at the call of Jesus to James and John. If you have your Bibles, I'd like you to turn to Matthew. We're going to be looking at chapter 4, verses 21 and 22. And also, if you're able to, we're going to be looking at a parallel passage in Mark chapter 1, verse 19 to 20. These verses, hopefully, may seem familiar, or at least as you look at these verses, you'll notice that last week we looked at the verses just prior to them because we looked at Jesus' call to two other brothers, Peter and Andrew. And in a way, we are actually going to see a lot of similarities between Jesus' call to now James and John in our passage this morning with the call that Jesus had for these other brothers, Peter and Andrew. But we'll also see some major difference between the Jesus' call to James and John. Some of the similarities that we see between these two brothers are in Matthew chapter 4, reading from verse 21. It says, "And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. If you have your Bibles, you can just quickly look at chapter 4, starting at verse 18, which refers to Jesus' call to Simon and his brother Andrew. And you notice there's a number of similarities between Jesus' call to James and John and Peter and Andrew. Some of the similarities include that Jesus' call to them occurred in or around the Sea of Galilee, so it's in the same region. James and John, Peter and Andrew, they are in the same line of business as fishermen. They're probably working together. They're perhaps partners, at least they're fellow fishermen with one another. And their response to Jesus is they immediately obey Jesus' call to them. A number of similarities that they have in common. But I want to focus on some of the differences between these two sets of brothers, particularly James and John, to Jesus' call. A few minor, what I would consider minor differences between Jesus' call to these two sets of brothers. Some of the minor differences would be that James and John are in a boat and they're mending their nets, while Peter and Andrew, perhaps they are in a boat. We're not told for sure, but they're, instead of mending their nets, they're casting their nets. Also, for Peter and Andrew, Jesus specifically says to them to follow me and I will make you fishers of men. James and John, there's no specific recording of these words to Jesus. Perhaps Jesus did say that to James and John and it's just simply not recorded for us in the scriptures. But James and John obey Jesus nonetheless. Again, some of the minor differences between the two sets of passages. But for sure, I want to focus on what I would consider a major difference between the response of these two sets of brothers, or the circumstances with the two sets of brothers. For Peter and Andrew, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 20, as well as a parallel passage in Mark chapter 1, verse 18, for Peter and Andrew, their response in following Jesus is that we're told that they leave their nets in order to follow Jesus. Now with James and John, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 22, we're told that immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. The response is to leave their boat. Perhaps they also left their nets, passage doesn't say. But for sure, they leave their boat. And in terms of a value standpoint, a cost standpoint, an expense standpoint, one could argue that unless this net that Peter and Andrew were leaving was perhaps like gold-plated or made out of inexpensive material, more than likely what James and John are surrendering or giving up or leaving behind is of much greater value or cost than, not to downplay what Peter and Andrew have given up, but just on a monetary basis, surrendering. In addition to the boat that James and John leave behind in order to follow Jesus, we're also told that James and John also leave their father in order to follow Jesus. They leave their father to follow Jesus. In the passage in Mark in chapter 1, verse 20, it says that they left their father Zebedee in the boat, but they also leave him with the hired hand in order to follow Jesus. So they didn't just completely abandon him, left him all by himself, but they left him with other people in the boat. Perhaps you could say a little bit more humane. But nonetheless, that they leave their father in the boat, or you could also say they left their boat as well, along with their father, in order to follow Jesus. That for James and John, what they are willing to surrender, not that Peter and Andrew weren't or would not be willing to surrender, but for James and John, in order to follow Jesus, in order to obey Jesus, they are willing to leave their boat, indicative of their trade as fishermen, as well as their father, indicative of their relationship with other people. Perhaps indicating that there are times in our lives where, in order to follow Jesus, in order to be obedient to what Jesus is saying to us, calling us to do, or perhaps calling us not to do, there may be times where we need to be willing to set aside our allegiance or our relationships with not just possessions in our lives, but perhaps people in our lives. Not that we no longer respect them, we don't love them, we cut them out of our lives. That's not what I'm suggesting or saying. But that our willingness to follow Jesus means forsaking these other relationships that we may have with, whether it's an individual or whether it's with a situation or a circumstance in our lives. That for James and John, that they were willing to not only give up their boat, leaving their boat, but they were also willing to leave their father in order to follow Jesus. There may be times and circumstances in which God is calling us, challenging us to be willing to set aside or to sacrifice or to make Him and our worship of Him the priority in our lives. Not to say that we disregard or disrespect other people or relationships that we have, but to where they no longer are taking precedence no longer the priority or the main priority in our lives. For James and John, they have come to a point where their obedience to Jesus outweighs their allegiance to their own father. And they are willing to leave him in order to follow Jesus. Perhaps for some of us, God is challenging us in some way, shape, or form to be willing to set aside or to leave behind a relationship that we presently have. Not to say that we burn that relationship, not to say that we completely disregard that individual, but in order to follow Jesus, in order to be obedient to what Jesus is calling us to do, we may have to choose who we will ultimately obey. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 38 to that whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He also says in Luke chapter 14, verse 26 and 27, that if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own mother and father, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. In other words, what Jesus is saying that if we are to ultimately follow Jesus, that we must be willing to forsake all other relationships in our lives, or to not allow those relationships to come between our obedience to God . Perhaps for some of us, the call of Jesus' call to you, comes at a cost of leaving behind or letting go of a relationship that you have with an individual in your life. This is not to say that you're cutting them out of your life. This is not to say that you're ignoring them and being uncaring towards them, but that your ultimate allegiance, your ultimate devotion is to the Lord in obeying him. Let me close this in prayer, and then we'll be done. Father, we thank you again for your call to us. Lord, I know that in no way, shape, or form do I deserve that call. But yet, out of your grace, your goodness, your faithfulness, Lord, that you have extended that call to me through your Son, Jesus. And God, I pray that it's not in my own ability, not in our own determination, our own merit or abilities that we follow you, but it is simply based on the fact that Jesus has enabled us to follow you through his death on the cross, his resurrection from the grave, Lord. So I pray, Lord, that as we do strive to follow you, it is so that you are ultimately glorified. It is so that you will ultimately be the one that's exalted and uplifted. Father, I pray that you would give us wisdom, Lord, give us discernment, give us courage in the choices that we make and the decisions that we desire, again, not out of our own good, but for your glory. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we'll go out and have a blessed day. Hope to see you soon. God bless.